really tense weekend, and a weekend where it's an odd weekend when the chief of police apologizes for inactivity or misunderstanding about what the rank and file cops are supposed to be doing and what they're sort of granted powers to do. So where does it stand for the Jewish community right now? The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs is the advocacy agent for Jewish federations across Canada. Jamie Kirzner-Roberts is the vice president of the CIGA and joins us right now. Thank you for doing this. You're seeing a lot of the chaos and the protests and whatnot, and we're more than 3 months into this. There's obviously a balancing act that needs to happen between the democratic ability to protest and intimidation and hate, Jamie.
In all of our mind, we have this trade-off. We all are very grateful to live in a free country where our people can protest about whatever issue they want. You know, we need to balance that with the reality that many of these protests, you know, they're chanting violent chants. They're committing acts of aggression and intimidation. We've seen some of the footage of that, right? We saw the protester at the Eaton Center saying that he was going to put somebody 6 feet under, you know, and the Jewish community knows these last few weeks where these protests are taking place right in the heart of the residential community, right across from an old age home, where, you know, and, you know, this is mostly young males coming with, you know, screaming and very aggressively waving signs. So, you know, it does also create security concerns. So, you know, I think we're all on the same page that we need to kind of balance these different needs that we have as a democratic society, and you know, find a way to contain the protests and separate people who are just trying to live their daily lives so that they are not so inconvenienced.
Jamie, did you have an open mind about what we were going to see on the streets in terms of protests after October 7th, or did you have a bad feeling about it? Did you have I think a lot of us came in the first couple of weeks with thinking people are going to be upset about or debate the proportionality of Israel's military response. That's a natural outcome of what transpired on October 7th. And we've done it we've done it with the Iraq War. We did it post 9/11. People are going to have those debates. But did you have a bad feeling about it? About where it was going to go and the tone that you just laid out of the protest, not necessarily being about politics or military response, but being anti-Semitic.
I mean, unfortunately, we did have a feeling about the way that was going to go. Even without the presence of a war taking place, we already feel that. We already see that so many of these so-called pro-Palestinian rallies and demonstrations end up taking a very ugly turn. And targeting Canadian Jews that have nothing to do whatsoever with the conflict going on over there. We have seen the most violent chants imaginable being said at these rallies. We had in Toronto, they were chanting at one point, and this is all caught on video, you know, slaughter the Zionists. Yeah. Now, I'm a Zionist, you know, almost every single Jew I know is a Zionist. This means that we believe that Jews are entitled to a state in their ancestral homeland. These people are on the street saying that I should be slaughtered. You know, this is very dangerous. You know, we do know that dangerous words, you know, eventually they lead to dangerous action. You know, it's not possible to just say, oh, well, they're just saying that, but they don't mean that. You know, we know that they do mean it, and it's a question of time before somebody acts on it. And we see where these hateful words go. They translate into action, and that's why we are seeing just this unprecedented number of hate crimes being committed against Jewish people in the city, and it's intolerable.
Jamie Kirzner-Roberts is our guest on Toronto Today on 640 Toronto. She's the vice president for the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs. What is fair criticism about Israel's response? What's fair criticism of Benjamin Netanyahu? I explained to people who don't follow like you do, certainly, or like I do, and I'm like, this wasn't necessarily a popular leader. There were protests in the streets in the last 6-7 months, but are there elements that are frustrating to you about policy?
Israelis are like Canadians. You know, you won't find two that they think exactly the same thing about politics. And there's a huge range of opinions about the government. That's fine. And that's, you know, democratic politics is messy. That's how it is. Mm-hmm. It's how it's supposed to be. Where it stops being fine, certainly when it comes to justifying, glorifying violence against Jewish people, where it comes to the language of annihilating Israel, then this stops being fine. Because, like, I will ask you, of all of the countries in the world we can think of that are bad actors, right? Like, the North Koreas, the Irans, how often do you hear anyone say, let's wipe Iran off the map? I mean, nobody talks like that. Let's wipe North Korea off the map. Nobody talks like that. They talk about, let's get rid of the government. This kind of language, this is reserved only for Israel. And the Jewish community sees that, you know, as a community that has been targeted for genocide. We see that and we know what it is. So, you know, if I just thought that these were protests were, you know, protesting Netanyahu, you know, we would have no problem. And I don't think anyone else would have a problem either. You know, it's not just our community that sees these protests as being hate protests. I mean, the mayor has called them hate protests. I mean, actually, political leaders at every level of government have called them for what they are because of their hate chants, because of the number of people, with flags or other logos of terrorist organizations. I mean, so this is not just, your average Canadian who have some concern about Netanyahu that are showing up at these rallies. These are hate rallies. And I will say that if some Canadian that maybe had some concern about policy issues in Israel, they showed up. I think as soon as they saw a swastika, that would have been their sign. Wait a sec, what am I doing with these people? I'm going home. I mean, and I'll say there should be many signs when anyone gets there that these are, that this is not, that this is only meant to torque an already excruciatingly painful situation. And create more hate and division.
I appreciate the time. I appreciate your advocacy on this issue and for making time for our show and our audience. And hopefully we'll have more conversations in the weeks to come. They're important conversations to have. So thanks for making the time.
Always such a pleasure speaking to you, Greg. Thank you.
That's Jamie Curzon Roberts from the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs. I think she makes that point that the protests you see now, what you saw at the skating rink yesterday at Nathan Phillips Square, we played the audio of it all morning. I know Anthony Fury is very eager and energetic to talk about it coming up in just a little bit as he fills in for Alex Pearson, guest host for her. These aren't the same protests or protesters that you might have seen on October 8th, 9th, or 10th. What is true is people from the Jewish community said, just wait, these protests and protesters will change over time. And if you allow some wiggle room for, you know, banging sticks on a cafe which is owned by an Israeli company, and they think that's okay, it'll get pushed just a little bit more the next time, and just a little bit more the time after that.